ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, chapter entitled The Hellish Planets, text number 37. Since this is prose, we will not chant. Evam vidha naraka yamalayesh santi satashah sahasrashas teshu sarveshu cha sarva eva dharma vartino ye kechid yodita anuditas chavanipate प्रायेण विशन्ति तथैव धर्मानुवर्तिना इतरतर यतु पुनर् भवेत उभया शेषाभ्याम निविशन्ति। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर किंग परीक्षित, इन द प्रोविंस ऑफ यमराज देयर आर हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ हेलिश प्लैनेट्स। द इंपायस पीपल आई हैव मेंशनड एंड ऑल्सो दोज आई हैव नॉट मेंशनड मस्ट ऑल एंटर दीज वेरियस प्लैनेट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिग्री ऑफ देयर इंपायटी। Those who are pious, however, enter other planetary systems, namely the planets of the demigods. Nevertheless, both the pious and impious are again brought to earth after the results of their pious or impious acts are exhausted. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This corresponds to the beginning of Lord Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita, Tata Dehantara Prapti. Within this material world, one is simply meant to change from one body to another in different planetary systems. Urdvam gachanti sattvastha. Those in the mode of goodness are elevated to the heavenly planets. Adho gachanti tamasa. Similarly, those two engrossed in ignorance enter the hellish planetary systems. Both of them, however, are subjected to the repetition of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that even one who is very pious returns to earth after his enjoyment in the higher planetary systems is over. Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. Therefore, going from one planet to another does not solve the problems of life. The problems of life will only be solved when we no longer have to accept a material body. This can be possible if one simply becomes Krishna conscious. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma cha me divyam एवं यो वेति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्मा नेति मामेति सोऽर्जुना। One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the perfection of life and the real solution to life's problems. We should not be eager to go to the higher heavenly planetary systems. Nor should we act in such a way that we have to go to the hellish planets. The complete purpose of the material world will be fulfilled when we resume our spiritual identities and go back home, back to Godhead. The very simple method for doing this is prescribed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. One should be neither pious nor impious. One should be a devotee and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. This surrendering process is also very easy. Even a child can perform it. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. One must always simply think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One should become Krishna's devotee, worship him and offer obeisances to him. Thus one should engage all the activities of his life in the service of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Today's purport and this entire section we are talking about the hellish planets. And in today's purport specifically, Prabhupada is talking about how we have to eventually surrender to Krishna. If we don't surrender, then heaven or hell, both are useless. Generally, when we hear this word surrender in school, college, or also when we come new to devotional service, the word has a negative connotation. We think surrender means there is some autocratic person, dictator, and is forcing us to surrender, and he wants us to comply with all his dictations. This is true with many pseudo-spiritual organizations, and also in general we see in the world politics, surrender is implied with exploitation. However, in reality, the word surrender is synonymous with love. So when Krishna is telling Arjuna and all of us that surrender is basically asking us to love him so that we can access his benevolence, his mercy, and perfect our lives. An example of this surrender, that is a devotee who is completely in love with Krishna, is Srila Madhavendra Puri, whose appearance day we are celebrating today. Srila Madhavendra Puri, his whole existence was filled with a desire only to please Krishna. And also, since we are celebrating Chandan Yatra, I was thinking it will be a very good opportunity to glorify Srila Madhavendra Puri, who has epitomized this surrender. And yesterday also we saw this wonderful, most incredible manifestation of Gopalji as Lord Narsingadev, made possible by the efforts of Haridas Thakur Prabhu, Narottam Prabhu, Ayodhyapati Prabhu, and all the other devotees, Madhvacharya Prabhu. So this is Narari Prabhu Bhakta, Milan Bhag Prabhu. So all these devotees have put up a wonderful effort. Actually, this is in parampara. Madhavendra Puri initiated this 550 years ago in the most wonderful way. So today, let us briefly try to glorify Madhavendra Puri. However, because of lack of qualification, we might not be able to glorify Madhavendra Puri adequately. So we'll repeat the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Yasmai datum kshira chora bandam Gopinatha kshira chora vidobhut Gopala pradurashid vashasan Yat premnatam madhavendram natosmi. He says, all glories to Srila Madhavendra Puri, for whom Krishna has stolen a bandam, a pot of sweet rice. And then he has been known all over the world as Gopinatha Kshira Chora Vidobhuti. He is now celebrated all over the world as Kshir Chor Gopinath. And all glories to Madhavendra Puri, because of whom Sri Gopala Pradurashid, Sri Gopal was completely captivated, so much that yet premna, by the love of Madhavendra Puri, that he appeared in his dream 3 times. Tam Madhavendram Natosmi. To this Madhavendra Puri, I offer my respectful obeisances. Kaviraj Goswami further describes how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after sannyas and after meeting his mother Shachi Mata, and after she requested him that you should make your residence at Jagannath Puri, so Mahaprabhu, along with his close associates Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and Damodar, they left for Jagannath Puri. And on the way, Mahaprabhu was ecstatically chanting and dancing in anticipation of seeing Lord Jagannath. And they passed through many rivers, and in each river there would be tax collectors. But none of them troubled Mahaprabhu and his associates. Very happily they would chant, and they were coming. And then they reached this place called Remuna, which Prabhupada writes in the purport is 5 miles to the west of Baleshwar railway station. And there we also have Rasikanand Prabhu's Samadhi, who is the chief disciple of Shyamanand Goswami. So then Mahaprabhu came there, and he saw this most attractive deity of Gopinath, and was completely captivated. As he paid full dandavas to Gopinath's deity, Gopinath's flower garland and helmet, flower helmet, fell on Mahaprabhu's head. Mahaprabhu became ecstatic, and he chanted and danced in various ways. And the servants of Gopinath, they were completely wonderstruck to see the love, beauty, and qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they started serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said to his associates that tonight we will stay in this temple. Why Mahaprabhu wanted to stay there that night? Because he wanted to taste the most famous sweet rice Mahaprasad of Gopinath. And as they were waiting there, Mahaprabhu told all the devotees that I have heard from my spiritual master, Srila Ishwara Puri, about his spiritual master, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Pure Madhav Puri Lagi Kira Koila Chori अतएवा नाम हैला खीर छोर हरि. फॉर्मरली माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर माधवेंद्र पुरी, फॉर हिम कृष्णा स्टोल अ पॉट ऑफ स्वीट राइस एंड देयरफॉर हिज नेम हैज नाउ बिकम खीर छोर हरि. हरि मीन्स वन हू स्टील्स. कृष्णा वन हू स्टील्स अवे ऑल इनऑस्पिशियसनेस. एंड चोर ऑल्सो मीन्स अ थीफ. सो टू एडजेक्टिव्स आर यूज टू डिस्क्राइब माधवेंद्र पुरी एंड गोपीनाथ. So then Mahaprabhu began his narration by saying that Madhavendra Puri, a pure devotee of Krishna, was residing in Vrindavan and he was staying at Govardhan near Govindkund and he was absorbed in meditation on Krishna and his ecstatic symptoms were unprecedented because he is in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, he is Lakshmipati's disciple, but he was the first one to exhibit ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna in the mood of conjugal rasa. Prema matta nahi tanra ratri dina gyan kshane uthe kshane pade nahi sthan asthan. He was prema matta, completely mad in love for Krishna, so much so that he wouldn't realize whether it was night or day. Sometimes he would get up, kshane uthe kshane pade, sometimes he would fall on the ground, nahi sthan asthan. You would not even know where he is going, what he is doing. And in that condition, as you are sitting under a tree one evening and chanting and remembering Krishna, one very charming young cowherd boy came there. And he told Madhavendra Puri, "My dear Gosai, who are you? What kind of meditation are you doing? And I see that you are fasting. Why are you fasting? Why don't you beg for some food? Anyway, I have bought you some milk. Please drink this milk." Now, Madhavendra Puri, he was completely charmed seeing this beautiful boy. Balaker Sandare Puri Rahoila Santosh Taharama Duravake Gelabhu Kashosh. Just seeing this beautiful, charming boy, he became so overwhelmed with happiness. And after hearing Madhura Vakya of this boy, Gelabhu Kashosh, all his hunger and thirst just vanished. And the boy replied, when Madhavendra Puri asked him, "Who are you?" Because Madhavendra Puri immediately, after this boy said that, "I bought milk for you," Madhavendra Puri immediately said, "But who are you? You are so charming. And where do you reside? And most importantly, how do you know that I am fasting?" So the boy said, "I am from this village and this is my village. And in my village, nobody fasts. People generally beg food and sometimes some people take only milk. And if nobody begs, then I provide them everything they need. And some women who come to Govindkund to fetch water, they saw you fasting and they told me about you. So I bought a pot of sweet rice, a pot of milk for you. Please drink this milk. But now I have to go and milk my cows, but I'll come back in the evening later and collect my pot." So Madhavendra Puri, very joyfully, he drank that milk. And then he waited, he washed the pot and he waited for the boy. But the boy didn't return. The whole night Madhavendra Puri was chanting, waiting for the boy. Finally, when the night was about to come to an end, Madhavendra Puri dozed a little. And immediately in the dream, the same cowherd boy appeared and he held the hand of Madhavendra Puri and took him to the bushes at Govardhan and said, "My dear Gosai, I stay here in these bushes and have been suffering from heat, rain, wind, cold. Please take me out of this place and install me on the top of the hill and make a nice temple for me. My name is Gopal. I am the proprietor of this village. I was installed by Vajra, grandson of Krishna. But recently, when the Muslims attacked, the priest, he hid me in these bushes and he fled." Now somebody might think, Krishna, why has to suffer so much cold, heat? He could have easily arranged situations in such a way that he could have been installed on top of the Govardhan mountain. But Mahaprabhu says, he is paraphrasing दिस गोपाल्स वर्ड्स. बहुदिन तुम्हारा पता करी निरीक्षण, कबे हासी माधवामा कोरिबे सेवन. फॉर मेनी डेज आई बीन लुकिंग एट द डायरेक्शन व्हेन विल माधवेंद्रपुरी कम, बिकॉज आई वॉन्ट टू टेक सर्विस फ्रॉम यू. बट वाई गोपाल वॉन्ट्स टू बी सर्व द माधवेंद्रपुरी? ही सेज बिकॉज तुम्हार प्रेम वशे कोरी सेवा अंगीकार, दर्शन दिया निस्तारी ब सकल संसार. बिकॉज आई हैव बीन कैप्चर्ड बाय योर लव, तुम्हार प्रेम वशे सेवा अंगीकार, देयरफॉर आई हैव डिसाइडेड टू एक्सेप्ट सर्विस फ्रॉम यू. एंड दस आई हैव ऑल्सो डिसाइडेड दैट दर्शन दिया निस्तारी ब, आई विल गिव माई दर्शन टू द होल वर्ल्ड एंड डिलीवर द होल वर्ल्ड. सकल संसार आई विल डिलीवर द होल वर्ल्ड. So Gopal was waiting for Madhavendrapuri so that he could accept service from his pure devotee, and then also he wanted to give darshan to the whole world so that the whole world is delivered. We can see in our parampara that just like Gopal was captivated by the love and affection of Madhavendrapuri and thus he accepted service from him, we have in ISKCON Jagannath Baladev Subhadra deities appearing all over the world. So many Radha Krishna deities appearing, like Radha Londoneshwar, Radha Parisishwar, and Rukmini Dwarkadish, everywhere, all over the world. They also are appearing and have appeared in reciprocation with their pure devotee Srila Prabhupada's love for them. One time one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, in childhood did you go to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra? Ever? Prabhupada said, no, I was having my own Rath Yatra. So Prabhupada's childhood play was also having Rath Yatra. So therefore, when he eventually went to San Francisco, and the most wildest place, the Haight-Ashbury district, the street Haight-Ashbury, are all drug addicts and hippies, and of all places and of all things, Malati gets Jagannath deity after stealing it from a storefront, and then Prabhupada tells her to get Baladev and Subhadra deities also. Then she again goes and steals those deities and gets. And then Prabhupada, and then they had Rath Yatra there. Prabhupada installed Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra deities. And that also in a very unique way. Each of the hippie was given a candle. One candle was circulated. The hippie was told to offer. And then devotees also came and they were also offering. And they said, how long should we offer? Prabhupada said, as long as your hand is paining, till that time you offer and then you pass it on to another person. That's how they had the first Jagannath Baladev Subhadra installation. And then we know how the whole world, we have Rath Yatras. So Prabhupada initiated these things. We can see that Krishna was reciprocating the Prabhupada's desire. Also Radha Krishna deities. When Prabhupada was a young boy, his father had given him Radha Krishna deities for worship. And every day Prabhupada would worship them. But as he came to college and he entered into national politics and education, so he realized that he has very little time, so he kept the deities locked in a box and kept it in a cupboard. And then one day, one night, the deities appeared in the dream and told Prabhupada, Abhay, why have you kept us locked in the cupboard? We are eagerly waiting to accept service from you. And immediately Abhay woke up and he opened the cupboard, unlocked the box, took the deities out and resumed his worship. Therefore, we can see Prabhupada is seeing, is having Krishna reciprocating with him directly. And therefore, Barsana Maharaj was telling us recently that Prabhupada did not install deities in the Western countries. He installed holy dhams directly. Therefore, we have New Jagannath Puri, San Francisco, or New Dwarka, LA, like that. New Mayapur, France. So Prabhupada actually installed dhams. And these deities appeared, why? Nistariba sakala samsar, to deliver the whole world. So we see that, continuing the story, narration, Madhavendrapuri got up, he called all the villagers in the morning, and he told them, the proprietor of this village, Govardhan Dhari, is lying in the bushes. Let us all go and rescue him. But all of you, please get your spades, please get your choppers, because the bushes are very dense. And then they went, they cut down all the bushes, and then they saw this beautiful deity of Gopal. This deity of Gopal was covered with a lot of grass and dust. And then they could not lift the deity because it was heavy. Then Madhavendra Puri himself and some other heavy men, they came. They lifted the deity. They took Gopal's deity on the top of the mountain. They put a stone asan. And also for back support, they kept a stone. And then the arrangements were made for installing Gopal in this temple. 900 water pots, huge water pots filled with water from Govind Kund were brought. And everybody started having kirtan. There was musical sounds, bugles, trumpets. And milk was bought. And food, sweets, garlands, fragrant flowers, tulsi leaves. And when all the arrangements were made, Madhavendra Puri initiated the installation ceremony by chanting to drive away all inauspiciousness. After chanting, then Gopal's body was massaged with oil so that body becomes glossy. And then, after the first bathing, Panchagavya and Panchamrut bathing was done. Then Mahasnan with ghee. A lot of ghee was poured on Gopal's body. And then again, Gopal's body was massaged with scented oil. And after this, another bath with 100 water pots containing scented water. With conchals, they did the bathing ceremony. After all this, Gopal's body was nicely cleaned and fresh garments were put on Gopal's body and fragrant flowers. Then incense and lamps were offered and all the villagers, they bought all the stock of rice, grain, dal, whatever they had, they bought everything for Gopal. And after this and during the installation ceremony, everybody was paying full dandavats in complete surrender to Gopal. And the highlight of this festival was, like highlight of any ISKCON festival is, generally we have sumptuous prasadam. So here we had, Madhavendra Puri had arranged incredible prasadam and feast for Gopal. All the villagers bought grains and some people they bought lot big pots to cook this feast. 10 brahmanas were engaged 24 hours non-stop to cook rice and other grains. 7 brahmanas are only making chapatis and stacking it and putting a lot of ghee on it. 5 brahmanas were cooking liquid and dry vegetables. It was a very big festival. And then all these chapatis were taken and stacked on palasha leaves. First, Gopal's deity was surrounded with a lot of rice. Kaviraj Goswami says the entire surface of the mountain was filled with bhoga. So there was rice covering Gopal. Then behind rice, they had stacked up all chapatis. Then all the vegetables, then all the sweets, milk, sweets, sweet rice, shikarini, cream, solid cream. And Kaviraj Goswami says this is all done because Gopal was very hungry. He had not eaten for so many days. But Gopal was very merciful, Kaviraj Goswami says. He ate everything but still he left everything for all the devotees to enjoy later. This was the most wonderful festival. And the most amazing thing is Madhavendra Puri arranged this whole festival in one day. What management he had done. It's amazing. And Prabhupada writes in the purport here that this is the potency of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna consciousness is also spread within 5 years and people are astonished how it can spread in 5 years. But this Krishna can do, Gopal can do anything. And why 5 years, Prabhupada says? Krishna consciousness can spread even in 5 days. We only need to have 2 things. First is the devotees have to be very sincere. And secondly, devotees should always desire to remain in the association of devotees in ISKCON. Then we can spread this movement far and wide. So like this, Gopal was offered wonderful feast. And then Gopal was offered achaman and also pan, betel nuts to chew. And then they had a lot of kirtan and arti. And then they had bought new bed for the Lord to take rest with new sheets. And they made a temporary temple. And then Madhavendra Puri, he gathered all the devotees and personally organized and ensured that all the devotees and villagers are sumptuously fed. Children, aged people, everyone. And this news spread like wildfire. People from other villages came to take darshan of Gopal. And everyone is astonished. that this Annakuta ceremony, which was celebrated 5,000 years ago by Nanda Maharaj, is now being reenacted. And Madhavendrapuri initiated Brahmanas and taught them deity worship, how to take care of Gopal. And meanwhile, as the feast was going on, all the neighboring villages came and they saw this and they said, "We also want to be part of this festival." So they came and begged Madhavendrapuri, "Please give us one chance to organize a similar festival for Gopal tomorrow." So in turn, every village was given a chance. And on this particular day, Madhavendrapuri was feeding prasad to everyone. And after everyone was fed in the night, after everyone took rest, he took little milk. That was the only prasad he took, because he was completely satisfied. And then, daily they had Annakoot ceremony. People from all villages came. And Kaviraj Goswami says that this is the ecstasy of Vrajvasis. This is the love Vrajvasis have for Krishna. Vrajvasi loker Krishne sahaja piriti, Gopalera sahaja priti, Vrajvasi prati. Vrajvasis, they have natural love for Krishna, and Krishna also has natural attraction for Vrajvasis. And thus, Prabhupada writes in the purport that pure devotees who are in Vrindavan mood, in Vrajvasi spirit, actually Prabhupada is writing this, reflecting and is revealing his own mood. Prabhupada is saying, there is a responsive cooperation between Krishna and devotees, and the more a devotee sincerely loves Krishna, the more Krishna reciprocates, so much so that highly advanced devotees can talk with Krishna face to face. So, we can see that Prabhupada also had this intimate connection with Krishna. We can read in his diary which he wrote in Jalduta, prayer to Lord Krishna. There is revealing in the last two stanzas about his intimate connection with Krishna. Tomara milane bhai abarase sukha pai, gocharane guri dina bhora, kata bane chutta chutti, bane khaye lutta putti, sei din kabe habe mora. So he is writing how that I am anxious to meet you, Krishna, and again frolic in the pastures of Vrindavan and herd the cows with you and take prasad with you. So like this, pure devotees have a connection with Krishna intimately. And when Madhavendrapuri was doing this and all Brajvasis were coming, all the villages came, then other provinces also came. They said, "We also want to organize this festival for Gopal." And rich businessmen from Mathura came and they offered big presentations. They offered gold, silver, jewels, and Gopal's treasury store now became very big. And one Kshatriya came and said, "I will construct a temple for Gopal." And one other very rich man came and said, "I will give all utensils for cooking for Gopal." And one other man came and said, "I will make boundary walls for Gopal." And each villager from all the villages around Govardhan gave one cow for Gopal. So now Gopal became the owner of thousands and thousands of cows. And Gopal became very rich. Of course, Krishna owns everything. But we can see how the whole focus was Krishna, Gopal, was the center of all the activities in Vrindavan under the direction of Madhavendrapuri. And as people came and they were sumptuously fed prasad, it was seen that everybody was completely satisfied. Mahaprasad kaila siya sab loka, Gopal dekhi ya sabara khande dukkha shoka. Everybody took Mahaprasad, and then Gopal saw this, and they also saw Gopal, and sabar khande dukkha shoka, all lamentation and hankering disappeared. Everybody was completely satisfied. Actually, this is a Vedic culture. If we see in the Vedic culture, hundreds of years ago, Gopal or Krishna owned the village, and all the properties under Krishna's name, and every day there would be festivals. Nobody would go hungry. If we read the books written by these Chinese travelers who came to India during that time, Yun Sang, Fa Hein, they write in their books how every day they would see festivals and food everywhere. Everybody is honoring prasad and happy. No lamentation, no anchoring. But now, due to Kali Yuga, these things are past history. We don't get to see this. And then, this went on for 2 years, every day, festival and kirtan. And after 2 years, one day, Gopal again came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri and said, "My dear Madhavendra Puri, my body is still not cool. So I want sandalwood from the Malaya province. Go to Jagannath Puri immediately and get sandalwood and apply it on my body." Madhavendra Puri was ecstatic. He got up and immediately ran to execute the order. First he went to Bengal, initiated Advaita Acharya, then came south to Jagannath Puri, and as he was coming, he came to Remuna, where Mahaprabhu is now narrating this pastime. And at Remuna, Madhavendra Puri saw this beautiful deity of Gopinath and was completely overwhelmed. And he deduced that these people definitely offer the best bhoga to Gopinath. And he asked the pujari, "What do you offer?" And the pujari said, "We offer 12 pots of sweet rice, Amrita Kele, because it is so nectarine and nobody in the world can offer this. So this is called as Amrita Kele." And when the prasad was taken out, Madhavendra Puri saw these 12 pots and he thought, "Ayachita Kheera Prasad Alpaya Deepai Swada Jani Taiche Kheera Gopale Lagai." He said, "If I can get a little of this prasad of Amrita Kele, this Kheer Prasad." Why Madhavendra Puri wanted this prasad? "Swada Jani, so that I can know this swad, Taiche Kheera Gopale Lagai, so that I can offer them this sweet rice to my Gopal in Govardhan." This was the desire of Madhavendra Puri. But as soon as he thought like this, immediately he felt guilty. He said, "No, I should not think like this. Premamrite triptakshuda trishna nai bade khira icha hoila tahe mane apurade." Actually, Kaviraj Goswami says, Madhavendra Puri was completely tripta because he was drinking every day premamrit. Premamrita triptakshuda trishna nai bade. Therefore, he was never affected by hunger, thirst or anything. He simply wanted this sweet rice Mahaprasad to feed Gopal. But because he had this desire, Khira Icha Hoila Tahe, he thought, Mane Aparad. He felt, "This is Aparad. I should not want to eat Gopal's food." He felt ashamed. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that it is an instruction for us that when we take bhoga from kitchen to the deity room, we should keep it covered. We should never allow materialistic people to see. Of course, Madhavendra Puri was a pure devotee and he felt ashamed and immediately he left the temple because he didn't want to stand there. And he always followed Ajgar Vritti. He never begged for food. If somebody gave him food, he would accept it. Otherwise, he would gladly fast. That was Madhavendra Puri's consciousness. So he went to the market and he was continuing his chanting. Meanwhile, the pujari, he closed the altar and he finished his duties and took rest. And in the night, Gopinath appeared in the dream of this pujari and said, "My dear pujari, get up, go to the altar. I have kept a pot of sweet rice behind the curtain and you did not see it because of my trick. I played a trick on you. And immediately go and give this to this sannyasi Madhavendra Puri who is in the market and offer it to him. I have kept this sweet rice for him." And the pujari could scarcely believe his eyes and ears. He got up, immediately took a bath, ran to the altar, and yes, lo and behold, he saw a pot of sweet rice right behind the curtain. And he realized that he had taken out 12 pots, but actually he hadn't counted. Gopinath had covered his intelligence. Immediately took that pot of sweet rice and ran to the market shouting and calling out everywhere, "Will he, whose name is Madhavendra Puri, please come forward. Gopinath has stolen this pot of sweet rice for you. Please drink this sweet rice and enjoy this with great happiness because you are the most fortunate person." Prabhupada writes, stealing is a criminal activity in the purport. And then he says, but Gopinath is performing a criminal activity by stealing, but he is doing this so that his devotee can become the most, he can become the most fortunate person. So therefore Prabhupada says, Lord is all good, even his crime is all good. So then Madhavendra Puri came out. He said, "Yes, I am Madhavendra Puri." Immediately the pujari gave him this pot of sweet rice. And the brahmana fell flat, paid obeisances. He accepted Madhavendra Puri as a great devotee. And Madhavendra Puri, when he came to know that Gopinath has stolen this sweet rice, he displayed ecstatic symptoms. And the pujari realized that this person is befitting to receive Gopinath's mercy. Prabhupada explains how the brahmana, this priest, and Madhavendra Puri, they were on the same level. Otherwise, Gopinath wouldn't have come in his dream and told him. And also Prabhupada writes a very beautiful point in the purport. It's a very classic statement. He says, Although all the Vedic literatures are meant for understanding Krishna, one cannot understand Krishna without being a lover of Krishna. So along with Swadhyaya, understanding and studying of scriptures, one also has to do Archana Vidhi, deity worship, and develop love for Krishna. Madhavendra Puri ate this sweet rice. He finished all the sweet rice with great happiness. Then he broke the pot into different pieces, put it on his outer cloth, and every day he would eat one piece of that pot in great happiness. But then, after this, he became very fearful. What was the fear of Madhavendra Puri? He began to think, tomorrow there will be great crowd coming here and I will become famous and everybody will glorify me. So immediately on the spot he offered obeisances to Gopinath and left that place. He ran away from Remuna because he didn't want to be glorified the next day. And he reached Jagannath Puri, saw Jagannath and ecstatically was chanting and dancing. But what happened is he wanted to run away from Pratishtha, from fame. But Mahaprabhu says, Pratishtara bhaye puri gela palana, Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange gadana. He was fearful of pratishtha, so he ran away, gela palana. But Krishna prem follows, or rather pratishtha follows Krishna prem. Krishna prem pratishtha chale sange gadana. Pratishtha follows a pure devotee. And in this case, pratishtha reached before Madhavendra Puri. Already people knew in Jagannath Puri that this Madhavendra Puri is very special because Gopinath has stolen sweet rice for him. And now, seeing all this glorification, Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri. But he realized, no, my service will be affected. So I have to stay here. So then he decided the best thing would be to engage all these people in Jagannath Puri, all the devotees here, in the service of Gopal. That is the best way to handle this situation. Actually, one devotee was saying that this desire to impress and seek pratishtha is so deadly that it can destroy a spiritual life. And then he was saying that one of the biggest problems sadhakas have is sex desire, lust. And he was telling his realization after practicing Krishna consciousness for so many years that whenever I have done any project or any service without a desire to impress anyone, when this particular thing I have consciously avoided, I experienced complete freedom from sex desire. The realization is that if we simply stop trying to impress people, then we will be free from all the anarthas. Madhavendra Puri was a classic example. He was the epitome of Mahaprabhu's teaching, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. He simply wanted to serve Gopal and Gopinath. And therefore, it is explained by Rupa Goswami, sarvopadi vinirmuktam, tatparatvenam nirmalam, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. When we give pleasure to the senses of Krishna, that is bhakti. And therefore, we see Prabhupada also, he never wanted to impress people. His ultimate objective was to glorify Krishna. In one program, Bhagavan Prabhupada arranged in France, lot of big program, big auditorium, capacity of 4,000 people, only 40 people came. They were all apologetic to Prabhupada and Prabhupada said, no problem. I don't care if nobody comes to hear Krishna Katha. I will shout to the sun, I will shout to the moon, I will shout to the stars, I will shout everywhere that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because ultimately I want a certificate from Krishna that here is my sincere devotee who is trying to glorify me. I don't want a certificate from a pack of donkeys, Prabhupada said. So Prabhupada's consciousness was he wanted to glorify Krishna always. Therefore in this purport Prabhupada calls Madhavendra Puri, he addresses Madhavendra Puri as king of all Vaishnavas because he was in this consciousness. And then when he told the devotees in Jagannath Puri, immediately all of them were attracted by this pastime of Gopal and his desire for sandalwood. They arranged all the sandalwood and all the devotees had big contacts for the event, met the government officers, got the permission for sandalwood, camphor. They also provided the release papers to Madhavendra Puri. They provided him one brahmana and servant to help him take this 82 pounds of sandalwood and 8 ounces of camphor. And then with all the arrangements, Madhavendra Puri left for Vrindavan and on the way again he came to Remuna. And here when he came, the pujari recognized him and immediately offered him a pot of sweet rice in great joy. Madhavendra Puri very happily accepted this, and in the night, as he was taking rest, third time Gopal appeared in the dream and said, Madhavendra Puri, I have already received the sandalwood and camphor that you bought for me. Now I order you, request you, you just grind this sandalwood and apply it on the body of Gopinath. Because there is no difference between me and Gopinath. If you apply this chandan on the body of Gopinath, I will feel cool. So immediately he gave the news to the devotees there at Ramona, and everybody was pleased that Gopinath is going to get this chandan. And immediately four people sat together and started grinding all the sandalwood. And Madhavendra Puri stayed there till the end of the summer season, because the stock lasted so long. Every day they were applying chandan. And then Madhavendra Puri returned. He went to Jagannath Puri for Chaturmas. For this narration, Mahaprabhu is saying, and as Mahaprabhu was telling this to his devotees, he shouted, he told Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, is there anyone more fortunate than Madhavendra Puri? Gopal and Gopinath are captivated by Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. Madhavendra Puri was completely renounced. He would sit alone, and because he always had a fear of doing prajalpa, so he would avoid materialistic people. And he travelled 1,000 miles simply for giving pleasure to Gopal. He would never beg food from anyone, and he had no anxiety to travel through all the Muslim provinces, because he was completely fixed in serving his most worshipable Gopal. Pragada premera yei swabhava achar, nija dukkha bigna dhira naukare bichar. This is the power of pragada prema. Intense love for Krishna is so powerful. The nature of this is nija dukkha bigna dhira na kare vichara. A devotee never considers what inconveniences he is having, what difficulties he is having. He is simply absorbed in serving Krishna. As opposed to this, a neophyte devotee is always in his comfort zone. He is always so particular about how his regulated lifestyle or schedule doesn't get upset at all. And little inconvenience, we get agitated. But pure devotee is completely absorbed, because that is giving him pleasure. Now somebody might think, but why Gopal wanted chandan? 2 years he was being served nicely. Why ask Madhavendra Puri to go and get chandan, and all this pastime took place? Mahaprabhu reveals the secret. He says, Yehi tara gada prema loka dekhaite, Gopal tandre agya dila chandana anite. This gada prema of Madhavendra Puri, Gopal loka dekhaite. Gopal wanted the whole world to see how much Madhavendra Puri has love for me. Therefore Gopal tandre agya dila, he gave him order that get chandan for me. So we can see that it was because Krishna wanted Madhavendra Puri's glories to be known all over the world that he ordered him, go and get chandan for me. Not simply because Gopal wanted. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada also could have been in Vrindavan. He was already well known as a great saintly person with influence, knowing politicians, he knew the Prime Minister, and he was a writer of great reputation. His Bhagavatams had received literary acclaim. He was known amongst his god brothers as a great scholar, a prolific writer, and he was in Radha Damodar temple. He could have easily stayed there. But we see that Prabhupada, he is going to the West, suffering heart attacks, and then is going through all this trouble and humiliation in many places, because Krishna wanted to glorify Prabhupada. And we can see Prabhupada's own personal life. There are so many instances when Prabhupada revealed how he is not at all after Pratishtha or fame. Like one instance, Prabhupada was in Toronto, Canada. One Mr. Banerjee was coming for Prabhupada's lectures every day. And suddenly one day, he started abusing Prabhupada in front of everyone. And devotees were shocked. And abusing Prabhupada, he left. And after some days, Prabhupada inquired from the devotees, where is this Mr. Banerjee? He doesn't come nowadays. Devotees said, Prabhupada, good, he's not coming. He is blasphemous. He is envious. Prabhupada said, no, he blasphemed me because I must have insulted him in my past life. So I am just getting reaction. But why should we deprive him of Krishna consciousness? We should cultivate him. So this was another instance. Also, I was reading in the Lilamrut, Prabhupada was in La Trobe University in 1974, Melbourne. And there, the entire crowd was all hooligans. And the devotees told Prabhupada, let us leave this place. Prabhupada said, no, let us take question answers. And they actually abused at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was simply tolerating. Finally, Madhudisha Prabhu tried to tackle them, and they took out a knife and they attacked the devotees. Some more devotees dislodged them. And things happened very bad. And finally they started throwing stones. And devotees' biggest concern was how to take Prabhupada safely out of this place. For they took Prabhupada. Some more, they reached the car. But as soon as they reached the car and the door locked, these hooligans, they neared the car. They started kicking the car, throwing stones. Prabhupada's car went out of the parking space without any incident. But people threw paint at Prabhupada's car, they kicked Prabhupada's car, they threw stones. Prabhupada was simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. is completely absorbed in Krishna. So somebody who is in Vrindavan and Radha Damodar temple, now he is going all the way to the west and facing this kind of humiliation, we can see, is simply because Krishna wanted to reveal to the whole world the compassion and love that Srila Prabhupada carried in his heart. So thus Mahaprabhu revealed Madhavendra Puri why Krishna glorified him, why Krishna asked him to get Chandan. And then Mahaprabhu, after all this, he quoted this famous verse which Madhavendra Puri chanted at the end of his life in this material world. Mahaprabhu said, this verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, this verse is like a moon that spreads its illumination. It's like the aroma of the Malaya Chandan. As we rub the Chandan, the fragrance increases. Similarly, as this verse is chanted, bhakti increases, love for Krishna increases. And this verse is spoken by Radharani herself. And Mahaprabhu said, no four person can understand this. Implying only Madhavendra Puri, Radharani and Mahaprabhu could understand this. And this verse, Mahaprabhu chanted, ai dina dayardra nathaye matura nata kadavalokyase hridayam tvadaloka kataram daita bhramyate kim karomeham. Ai dina, I am most wretched, Krishna, but you are the most merciful. Matura nath kadavalokyase, when will I see you again? Hridayam tvadaloka kataram, in separation from you my heart is aggrieved. And daita bhramyati, O most beloved, I have become overwhelmed. Now you tell me, kim karotaham, what should I do now? Mahaprabhu, having chanted this word, became so ecstatic that he fell unconscious and he couldn't even chant the verse. He simply repeated, ai dina, and started running. And he fell on Nityananda Prabhu's lap. He started crying and he started trembling, perspiring. All ecstatic symptoms appeared. But the servants of Gopinath and all the other devotees began gathering. And they saw, and Mahaprabhu saw all of them and immediately checked his ecstatic symptoms. And they had normal kirtan, dancing. And then, after the whole thing was, program was over, the pujari bought all the 12 pots of sweet rice and gave it to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu accepted only 5 and returned the 7 back. Because there were 5 devotees, 4 associates of Mahaprabhu. And they happily ate that sweet rice and they then left for Jagannath Puri the next morning after Mangalarti. So we can see that in our glorious parampara, we have acharyas like Madhavendra Puri who displayed highest ecstatic symptoms of separation from Krishna, but at the same time they were so humble. They never wanted anybody to know and they never made it cheap, as opposed to the sahajiyas who are expert in crying. And Bhaktivedanta says, their crying, their tears will simply wash away the conclusion of the scriptures. And in our case, as I think Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning a few weeks back, our biggest problem is dambha, hypocrisy. We pretend to be more advanced than what we are in Krishna consciousness, and that is the biggest anartha. As they say, empty vessels make the loudest noise. So we might also show how we are very advanced, but when we hear about devotees like Madhavendra Puri, we get inspiration to practice devotional service in a very honest way. And Srila Prabhupada, he displayed so many ecstatic symptoms once in Chicago. In June 1975, he was giving a class on Ajamil pastime. And he chanted. And he said, Ajamil told, he was calling his son, Narayan, where are you? Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And as Prabhupada kept chanting Narayan so many times, Prabhupada's body just stopped. And he started shivering. And tears were flowing from his eyes. And after some time, he came back to external consciousness and immediately he said, thank you very much. And he ended the class. And devotees asked him later, you know, what are the whole thing? And Prabhupada just downplayed the whole thing. He said, no, it's not important. It doesn't happen always. Forget it. First time Prabhupada had Govinda Madhi Purusham prayers. He was giving class at LA. And devotees said, Prabhupada, Yamuna has sung this. We'll play it. And Prabhupada said, play it. Prabhupada heard it. He became ecstatic. He started crying in great ecstasy. Talking about Govinda Madhi Purusham prayers, I remember when Yamuna Mataji came here. First time. Mystically, that particular day, she was there for japa. And it's just 5 minutes before Darshan Arati, it never happens, electricity went off. And the Darshan opened, Pujari did the Shingara Darshan, but Arati, but no electricity anywhere. And everybody looked at Yamuna Mataji and she sang the whole Govinda Madhi Purusham prayers. And as soon as she finished and everybody went for Guru Puja, electricity again came back. So after this whole pastime, one devotee, senior devotee was saying that, actually, we don't know how Krishna is reciprocating with his devotees, what relationships they are having. And we are not advanced to understand all these big, big things. So what is our hope? So he gave a very nice realization, which I'm just repeating. It's beyond my understanding. But he said that Krishna, he reciprocates with his pure devotees because he wants to glorify his pure devotees. And pure devotees always want to serve Krishna. So there is a competition between them. And we all sadhakas, we are in between. We are just situated in the temple or in different services of Krishna and spiritual master. And Krishna is seeing that this person is sincere. He simply wants to be an instrument and he wants to please my pure devotee. That is his desire. So let me use him as an instrument to glorify my pure devotee. And that's how Krishna uses a devotee who is sincere and humble to glorify his own pure devotee. So that's how devotees, they do miraculous things and they do empowered preaching. And then he also explained that, however, if a devotee thinks, I am empowered and I am powerful, I can do many things, then Krishna rejects, because Krishna has no dearth of instruments. There are many instruments Krishna can use. For Krishna uses somebody else to glorify his pure devotee. Therefore, Radhanath Maharaj was saying in one recent class that, as preachers, if we think we are compassionate, we are in Maya. We can never be compassionate. We can only be instruments of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. So like this, we see from our the lives of our past acharyas, how they were always acting in this consciousness of being the servant of Krishna and devotees. So on this most auspicious day, we can all pray that we can also be in this mood and thus bring glory to this most sacred and glorious mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.